Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, text 2.
Evam,
evam
parampara,
praptam,
imam,
rajarshayo,
viduhu,
sakalaneha,
mahata,
yoga,
nashta,
parantapa,
evam parampara praptam
imam
rajarshayo
viduhu
sakaleneha mahata
yogo
nashta
parantapa
evam parampara
praptam
imam
rajarshayo
viduhu
sakaleneha
mahata
yogo
nashta
parantapa.
Evam
parampara
praptam
imam
rajarshayo
viduhu
sakaleneha
mahata
yogo
nashta
parantapa
evam
parampara
praptam
imam
rajarshayo
viduhu
sakaleneha
mahata
yogo
nashta
parantapa
evam
parampara
praptam
imam
rajarshayo
viduhu
sakaleneha
mahata
yogo
nashta
parantapa.
Ladies,
evam
parampara
praptam
imam
rajarshayo
viduhu
sakaleneha
mahata
yogo
nashta
parantapa
evam
thus
parampara
by
the cyclic succession
praptam
received
imam
this science
Raja Rishiyaha,
the saintly
kings,
Viduhu,
understood
Saha,
that knowledge,
Kalena,
in the course of
time,
Iha,
in this world,
Mahata, great. Yogaha, the science of one's relationship with the Supreme. Nashtaha, scattered. Parantapa, O Arjun, subduer of the enemies. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. Purport. It is clearly stated that the Gita was especially meant for the saintly kings, because they were to execute its purpose in ruling over the citizens. Certainly, Bhagavad Gita was never meant for the demonic persons who would dissipate its value for no one's benefit and would devise all types of interpretations according to personal whims. As soon as the original purpose was scattered by the motives of the unscrupulous commentators, there arose the need to reestablish the disciplic succession. 5,000 years ago, it was detected by the Lord himself that the disciplic succession was broken. And therefore, he declared that the purpose of the Gita appeared to be lost. In the same way, at the present moment also, there are so many editions of the Gita, especially in English, but almost all of them are not according to authorized disciplic succession. There are innumerable interpretations rendered by different mundane scholars, but almost all of them do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, although they make a good business on the words of Sri Krishna. This spirit is demonic because demons do not believe in God, but simply enjoy the property of the Supreme. Since there is a great need of an edition of the Gita in English, as it is received by the Parampara disciplic succession system, an attempt is made herewith to fulfill this great want. Bhagavad Gita, accepted as it is a great boon to humanity, but if accepted as a treatise of philosophical speculation, it is simply a waste of time. Om Jnana Chinyanantasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kata Maityam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Gita Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shagana Raghunatam Gitam Tam Sadhivam Sadvaitam Sabatutam Vajishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vanshato Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pyarevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Hari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Evam prampra praptam. Imam Rajarshayo Vidhu Sakale Neham Ta Yogo Nashtapanantava. In the previous verse, Lord Krishna said, Imam Vivashvate Yogam Proktavan Ahamabhyayam Vivashan Manade Kaho Manvarik Shakade Vidhi. I spoke this science of Bhagavad Gita to Vivashan, the president of the sun planet. He spoke it to his son, Manu, and Manu spoke it to his son, Ikshaku. So, evam, in this way, parampara. Parampara means from one to the next, from master to disciple, one after another. Praptam, that's how it was received. This is the standard way of the transmission of Vedic knowledge. Very simple and straightforward. Even in the material world, this goes on. The professor writes a book and says, I'm indebted, I'd like to express my indebtedness to my teacher, Professor such and such. Then he teaches his students, and they say, they write books, and they say, I'd like to thank my professor, Dr. such and such. It comes from the teacher to the student becomes the next teacher, and those students become teachers and take their students. Or the father teaches the son has children and teaches them, they have children and teach them. And it comes down in the family tradition. This is the standard way of getting knowledge. In every school of Vedic knowledge, this is standard. In all of the different sampradayas, Ramanuja Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, all of the sampradayas. It comes from master to disciple. Disciple becomes the next master, teaches his disciples. The Shankara Sampradaya follows the same principle. And outside of spiritual knowledge, even in the other departments, the Upaveda, less important sciences, like astrology, music, medicine, military art, the same principle is followed. One master teaches his students how to play the tabla, then that student becomes the master and teaches his student, and it goes on in that way. Or the doctor teaches his student, that student becomes the doctor. This is so standard. Absolutely the standard way of transmitting knowledge. And it's shown by Lord Krishna himself, who spoke to Vibhishan and began a line of spiritual succession. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidhu. Srila Prabhupada received this from his spiritual master, he received it from his spiritual master, his spiritual master, his spiritual master. Back to the Goswamis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Finally, back to Brahma, and back to Krishna himself. This is the parampara system, the master to disciple, evam parampara kaka, imam rajarshayo vidhu. And from Prabhupada it goes to his disciples,
his disciples, from their disciples, it goes to the next generation, and on and on and on. This is the method. Evam Brahma Brahma. And Krishna specifically spoke to Vibhishan, because among all the different planets, the sun is very important. There are two Kshatriya dynasties, one from the sun, one from the moon. So Vibhishan is the head of the moon, and the Kshatriyas descending from him come in the sun dynasty. So Krishna wanted this science to be understood by Rajarshis. Rajarshi means, Raja means king, Rishi means sage. So the kings used to be practically as good as sages. They were very judicious. Even in the biblical history, King Solomon was famous for being very wise. And there are many other kings in different parts of the world who are famous for being wise kings. Stupid kings are not very much appreciated. The king should be powerful, and he should be very intelligent, very wise also. And real wisdom means spiritually enlightened. Therefore, the kings used to hear from great enlightened sages, used to be advised by great sages, used to be guided by their spiritual masters, how to act in such a way as to benefit everyone in the kingdom. That was so that the kings would be great devotees, just like Yudhisthira Maharaj, Pitu Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, many, many wise kings who were great devotees of the Lord, Kulashekhar, King Kulashekhar, so many. The king should know. That everything is the property of Krishna. There's one temple in Kerala, in Tiruvananthapuram, which is called Anantapadmanabh Temple. And the deity there is Lord Vishnu lying on the Sheshanag. And the history is that one day the king came into the temple with all the members of his court and placed his sword at the feet of the deity and signed over his whole kingdom. And this whole kingdom belongs to you. Then he took back his sword and ruled the kingdom on behalf of the deity. Now this was the understanding of the Rajarshis, that I may be king, but the real king is Krishna, and I'm only serving Krishna. And my business as Krishna's servant is to see that Krishna's word is followed, that Krishna's system for human society is in place, so that all of the citizens can live happily in this life, and at the end of life go back home, back to God. That was the duty of the Rajarshis. So this Bhagavad Gita was especially spoken for their benefit, and Vidhu, they understood it, because they received it in the authentic parampara system. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshiyo vidhu. Sakale neha mahata. But time passes, time passes, time passes. And after a very long time, yoga nashta. The science of yoga was nashta, lost. I asked Srila Prabhupada one time how it could have been lost, because after all, Vyasadeva was there, and that line Prabhupada said lost means that it was not generally known. It was not generally known, therefore it needed to be reestablished. And therefore Krishna, Maya Tejya, again, spoke the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna for the benefit of human society. Prabhupada said, Krishna made Arjuna the first member of the disciplic succession. Then they asked, well, where are the disciples? But the idea is that by speaking to Arjuna, he made the science manifest once again. And so it continues to be handed down, especially in the Brahma Sampradaya and in other Sampradayas also, Vaishnava Sampradayas, so that we can understand the message of Lord Krishna. The Prabhupada makes the point here that the Bhagavad Gita must be understood through this parampara system. Otherwise the meaning will be lost. And he says there's so many Bhagavad Gita translations and commentaries on the market, but they're not presented according to the parampara system. They're presented according to someone's speculative theory, someone's intellectual understanding, someone's interpretation, but not in the parampara system. The Bhagavad Gita consists of so many mantras. But sampradaya vihina ye mantras te nishpala vata. If we don't receive these mantras through the parampara system, we won't get the benefit of properly understanding. And there are so many examples you could give about how people malinterpret, misinterpret the Bhagavad Gita to suit their own purposes. Someone wants to promote nonviolence, so he said, oh, Bhagavad Gita is teaching nonviolence. Although practically throughout the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is urging Arjuna, fight, fight, fight. But someone interprets that Bhagavad Gita is meant for nonviolence. Someone else has some other theory. As many speculators and that many theories. But Bhagavad Gita is not a plaything to be interpreted this way and that by as a speculative enterprise. It's meant to be handed down. The example is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, gives the example that Shukamukha Amrita Dravya Sangita, that the mango fruit isn't just thrown from the top of the tree to the ground, but it's handed down. One person gets up in the tree, another person gets below him, another person. So it's handed down hand to hand until it comes to the ground intact. Otherwise, if you just drop it from the top of the tree, yeah, finished. So we should receive this Bhagavad Gita very carefully from a representative of the authentic disciplic succession. Who is that representative? Shrotriyam Brahmanishma. The person who's heard from the proper source and who has full faith in Krishna and Krishna consciousness. Shabde Pure Janishnatam Ramani Sarupamashri. He should know the message of the Shastras and he should be situated in Krishna consciousness. That's the right person to approach. We certainly shouldn't hear from those who play games and make intellectual arguments and word juggling. We should hear from a bona fide devotee of Krishna And then we also can become bona fide devotees of Krishna. And then we can help others become bona fide devotees of Krishna. Okay, what questions or comments? Yes.
In the past, Narada Muni got this knowledge of perfected in a few months.
Now the Muni became perfected in a few months.
In a few months, okay.
Similarly, other great personalities were perfected in 6 months.
Who did?
Dhruva Maharaj.
Dhruva Maharaj.
So, then in this particular time, we are taking days.
Why is it so slow for the rest of us?
This time, we have spent so many years, perfection has not come yet.
Special?
We have practiced for so many years, we are hearing for years.
Well, we're not Narada Muni or Dhruva Maharaj. They were very exalted persons. We're not quite as exalted as they were. So we first have to... Practically, they're members of the Vedic culture. They're had so many advantages. We first have to become human beings. We don't hear that Narada Muni, of course, even Narada Muni, it took him more than one lifetime. Later in Srimad Bhagavatam, we find how he'd been playing around as a demigod, and he had to come back. This time he got protection. So it wasn't even a one-life deal for Narada Muni. But anyway, in that life, next life, he was very qualified. And he heard it right from the beginning. That's a big advantage too. If the children become Krishna conscious from very childhood, then it's easy. So much easier than getting involved in a whole lifetime of entanglements and sinful activities, and then try to become Krishna conscious, reversing everything that's gone before. If from the very beginning of life we get the opportunity to associate with devotees, hear the chanting, engage in devotional service, then that's very good fortune. Dhruva Maharaj is only 5 years old, right? Just a young boy. So he was very... He didn't have a lot of other things going on that he had to deal with. He was able to focus completely. And similarly, Prabhupada Maharaj. Oh, Brahmachari Gurukule Vasantanta Gururitam. From, say, 5 years of age, the boys should be trained as Brahmacharis so that they'll be well situated for progress in their life. Now everyone wants to train their son to be an engineer, a doctor, a moneymaker. But that's not the real purpose of life. The real purpose is Krishna consciousness. So from the very beginning, Komara Patre Pragya Dharma Durlabham Manavachana Tadati Adhubhamartada. Human life is very rarely achieved. And it lasts only a very short time. But in this life, we can get the greatest benefit. So we should take it very seriously. And if it takes us a little longer, we shouldn't be disappointed. Anything valuable may take some... The diamonds take thousands and thousands, thousands and thousands of years to mature. So we hope it will take us thousands of years. We'd like to finish our business in this one lifetime. But if it takes us a few years, or if it takes our whole lifetime, we shouldn't be disappointed. Rupa Goswami says, Utsaha Nascha Taya. We should go on with enthusiasm and confidence that because we're following the right process, certainly we'll come to the goal. There was a question. Yes.
I have a
this forward. The way forward. So I think
you have to be louder still. It's up front, that was a good move. But now you have to be loud also. Double loud.
This formula, in fact, this formula and religious crisis. So what
this formula is religious.
This formula for religious crisis.
For religious rights?
Crisis.
Crisis.
So how we follow this up in our own set of
Krishna's consciousness.
What?
Said religious crisis. Yeah. How Krishna conscious person can follow up or can able to
how can a Krishna conscious person
present maybe like seminar or something when there is problem religious crisis? How Krishna conscious person can present?
We chant Hare Krishna. Our solution is we chant Hare Krishna, become Krishna conscious. Then where's the question of crisis?
No, I mean like other bodies religious crisis.
Other bodies have religious crises.
Yes.
You mean like fights or what?
Yeah, maybe some problem in different religion, maybe Christian, Muslim,
yeah. Yeah, we're trying to give them knowledge. If they come to the platform of Krishna consciousness, then Yam Labhva Chatram Lava Manyate Nanikam Tatapa Listening to Tho Naduke Nagurun Tati Vicharate. Even amidst the greatest difficulties, they'll not be bewildered and thrown off the path. Once they become Krishna conscious, then Tatrako Mahakasho Krishna Pramana. Where's the question of any crisis? Even if there's a crisis, it depends on Krishna and there's no crisis. Okay.
If I'm to present this question properly, it was asking if a devotee wants to present a kind of solution to a seminar of other religious groups. What's the best formula to...
This is our... We don't have a new thing for... It's the same thing. Chant the holy name of God, avoid four sinful activities. Read books like Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's our solution. And take prasad. Chanting, dancing, feasting, prasad. Philosophy. That's our program. We don't have a different program.
I have a question. Maharaj, my question is from the unsuccessful yogi.
Unsuccessful yogi.
Yeah. One who is practicing. Arjuna asked Krishna. One, if one is practicing and at the long run due to worldly mindedness, the person falls down, what is the fate? And Krishna gave some response like, either the person will be born into a wealthy aristocratic family or born into a Brahmanical family. But my question now is, we find most of us.
By what?
Most of us, like for instance, I use myself as an example. I was either born in an aristocratic family or was I born by a devotee. But somehow or the other, I find myself here. So I want to know if this is another category of people. So some people will be born, or some will be born into a devotee family. That is either the process is either slow, or some or the other they are not following the process at all, or they are not taking full advantage of the process.
Yes, because these things are all opportunities, but it's not, as they say, a done deal. Because to be born in the family of a high court judge is an opportunity to become a good lawyer, become a good judge. But you could become a drunkard and a rascal also. It depends what you do with the opportunity. The opportunity can be spoiled. So we should, if someone gets the opportunity, That opportunity should be protected very carefully, and he should use it well. Otherwise, just having the opportunity doesn't mean having the perfection. One has to work with the opportunity. And even someone else who may not be born in a very fortunate situation, if he gets the association of devotees, if he gets the mercy of devotees, he can skip to the advanced, higher stages of advancement. Even despite not being born in a very good family, or despite so many disadvantages, just like Narad Muni. He was born in a Kshatriya family or a Brahmin family or a family of devotees. He was born as the son of his mother was a Shudrani. He was just a servant. And his father isn't even mentioned. So what can we say about his father? He doesn't even get a mention. So he's not born in a high family. But he got the association of devotees. So he became Narada Muni. So, is that all right?
Yes. The situation, there are some devotees who have come to Krishna consciousness, they practice, they take first, second, they practice, one way or the other, they fall apart. Their children also.
One way or another what?
They fall apart, they fell down. And their children also, they're totally averse to Krishna consciousness. So, I don't know this.
Yeah, therefore the opportunity is not a guarantee. They're initiated, they come in touch with the bona fide spiritual master, the association of devotees with the holy name, but still they can get captured by Maya. It's not a guarantee. And now I've got an initiation, now I have a spiritual name, now I have neck beads, and now I can do whatever I want. Prabhupada used to quote, the path of spiritual realization is like the razor's edge. A little inattention and we can get cut. We should be very careful and attentive in our spiritual practice and spiritual life. Not only for our own welfare, but if we're householders, then for the welfare of children and future generations.
Want to live a spiritual life can be checked.
Son?
If one's spiritual life can be checked.
Can be shaped?
Yeah. If one is making advancement, then...
Can it be checked?
Yes.
Yeah. If we commit offenses, especially to devotees, that's the greatest impediment. If one commits some sinful activity, that's not very good. But still, he can rectify himself. Offenses to devotees are very good. They can be rectified also if the devotee forgives us. But they're very corrosive to spiritual progress. You should be exceedingly careful about offenses to devotees. Yes?
On transcendental conception, and transcendental world.
Transcendental world? I didn't get it.
Transcendental world.
Transcendental
world.
Transcendental world.
Transcendental world.
Can I shed some light on it? No, it's self-luminous. It sheds light on us. But that's a whole topic. But basically, Tadhama Paramamama. You have the place where you live, I have the place where I live. Krishna has the place where he lives. The place where he lives is eternal, blissful, full of knowledge. So we're invited to get out of the place we're in and go join Krishna. You can take advantage of the invitation.
Yes.
Is that okay? Something else? Okay, should we stop here? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.